Phone Boy Speaks, episode 430, Carter Cable.
One of my favorite decisions made by the FCC is something called Carter Phone, and I've talked about it numerous times on this podcast and on my blog over the years. But and the idea is very simple, right? If there's a network, back in the day it was AT&T's phone network when they owned everything from the handsets all the way to the wires that were used to transmit the call. The entire communication was owned by AT&T, and what this company was doing was essentially putting radios on the end of each phone so that it could be used in a remote setting. And AT&T didn't like that, but the FCC basically came back and said, you can't prevent people from doing that. And so that opened up a whole new market of telephone related things that grew even after the AT&T monopoly was officially broken up in the United States. So I really like what it did, which was basically, look, if you meet the technical requirements for using the network, then you should be allowed to do whatever you want on the network. And so this is the reason I bring this up again is because Jean-Louis Gasset, who I know from being an executive at Apple in the 80s or whatever, and seems to be somewhat popular in the tech douchebag circles or whatever. He does this thing called Monday Note where he talks about different things. And in this case he takes on the Comcast Time Warner Cable merger. And and one of the things that I think should be done with it was that the cable companies can't require exclusive franchise agreements with cities. Although the internet corrected me and told me that I was wrong, that that's already not permitted by whatever rules. And so although the reality is that it's a difficult business to break into because of the amount of money that you need to spend and stuff. And so it's kind of a so they effectively have a monopoly. I guess they blocked it while they could. But anyway, but I think I didn't put this together until I read Jean-Louis Gasset's piece, which I'll link in the show notes, of course. But applying Carter Phone to the cable system, and let's just we already know that the cable system is notoriously bad with the boxes you can plug into their network, and I mean they have cable cards, but they support them very crappily, and from what I read anyway, and so you can't just plug in any old random box into the network. You have to plug one in that they approve and can be provisioned in whatever way. So even though I can go buy my own cable modem, which I do because I refuse to pay the monthly, the monthly lease fee, which is charged ad infinitum until they decide to replace it. I'd much rather have pay that once and be done with it. But I can't just buy any cable modem. I have to buy one that's approved by Comcast. Now, granted, they all support DOCSIS something, blah blah something or other. So there's some choice, but still, it has to be on the approved list for it to be used. Then I even talk about cable boxes, right? And so if I want to, and I'm talking about the the television, right? I have to use the box that comes with that Comcast provides if I want to use one. And quite frankly, I don't want a cable box. I think cable boxes are evil, and the only reason I had to get one is because they're changing over to encrypted basic cable or whatever. And so now all of my televisions have to have a box. And again, I have to use their box. I have no choice. I mean, I could get a cable card, but again, they've made that whole cable card thing so atrocious that it's worse than anything. And so Jean-Louis Gasset's idea is actually very simple, which is, okay, fine, you guys can merge, but you have to allow anybody to use any device to connect to your network that meets the technical requirements, i.e., basically apply Carter Phone to the cable companies. Who'd have thought that? That actually sounds kind of cool, right? Because and he puts together some ideas, right? And now anybody can create a compelling entertainment offering that happens to use the cable company, be it the internet or the channels that they pay Comcast to watch on their TVs, but you can't get a truly integrated experience right now because basically Comcast doesn't allow it. And, you know, and that needs, you know, it's, I don't know, the idea bears some thought, right? Is making the market more competitive. And yeah, if you get right down to it, there's, the way that we're watching TV is changing, right? I mean, there's aside from broadcast channels and, in traditional cable channels, you can get the programs over, any variety of streaming services. I mean, I got a Roku box hooked up to my TV and, we watch movies that come from a USB stick or they come from Amazon or they could come from Netflix or any number of providers that support the Roku box. And then of course the other television's got an Xbox 360. And so you could actually, whatever services are there, we could use. I mean, again, there are an infinite number of possibilities that it could be nice to have an integrated solution, for to be able to watch all of my programs without having, I don't want to have these crappy remotes and stuff. Just feed me the content and let me decide how to watch it. I mean, and I think that's what the cable companies don't seem to get is, maybe they are the best source for content, but let me watch it on my own terms and not the way that you are serving it up to me. And there's lots of possible innovations there, and we're not seeing them because all of this stuff is essentially locked up. The cable companies are the gatekeepers, and they want to control everything, and unfortunately, they do a crappy job at it. And either they can provide a better experience, or they should just be like the telcos and just be a dumb pipe, which is really, I think that would be the best. I mean, if you look at all the innovation that happened in the telephone space and even in the smartphone space, it's exactly what happened, right? Is that, you don't see AT&T and Verizon making smartphones. Well, they kind of do with all the operator crapware, but one of the most successful phones, the iPhone, is pretty much, it's done entirely by Apple. I mean, I know there's carrier input into that, but that, the smartphone space is very complicated and very much the kind of thing that, that same model could be happening in the cable space. So I'm totally with Jean-Louis Gasset that this could be, that could be a disruptive way to allow the merger and yet enable better competition, which is the thing everybody's concerned about. And I don't know, there's probably other ideas, and I'm sure you've got your own. I'm just an unqualified tech douchebag, right? So I'm sure you've got your own opinions on this. I'd love to hear them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.